A good Erev Shabbos to everyone. So the third time Balaam attempted to curse Klal Yisrael, the pasuk relates that he raised his eyes in order to place an ayin hara on them, but then, Vayar Yisrael Sheichin L'Shvatav, he saw Yisrael Sheichin L'Shvatav, living in a certain manner, and he promptly began blessing them instead. Now Rashi explains that L'Shvatav means each Shevet lived by themselves and didn't mix with other Shvatim. Now what is so wonderful about living separately, each Shevet by themselves? Why is that a reason? Then immediately after this, the pasuk says, the Spirit of Hashem rested on him. So I'd like to suggest that many times our definition of peace is everyone living together, being the same, looking alike. Now, in the secular world, peace and equality means that we all have the same opportunity, wages, social standing, and even more than that. Now, Balaam looked at Klal Yisrael and recognized the beauty of all the Shvatim living separately. Reuven did not live with Dan, nor Yisachar with Shimon. That's because viewing the Bnei Yisrael and what they represent changes the picture. They were an indestructible unit, Hashem's nation and representatives in this world, as opposed to Kairach that said, Kulam Kedashim, everyone's holy, meaning everyone should be equal and there shouldn't be only one Kohen Gadol. Balaam realized that Klal Yisrael was one unit, and their power came from their differences, not their similarities, each recognizing their place within it. Now, sadly, sometimes this secular mindset even filters into the entire world. When groups of Yidden spar with each other, oftentimes it's because of their inability to realize that everyone has their derech and mahalach, their own way of serving the Bayri Olam, and we are not meant to be the same. Now, we need to realize that there's a beautiful thing that Hasidim don't live with the Sfaradim nor the Kippah Srugah with the Yeshiva fellows. Usually, we're broken up by neighborhoods, not because I don't like you and you don't like me, or because you aren't like me and I want you to be like me. It's simply because we all have our own job, mission, and focus in how to serve the Bayir Olam. Every army has its different units, each serving the country in their unique way. Now, this mindset should lead to more achdus and unity, not less. We can compare us serving Hashem like climbing a mountain. Some climb the cliff face with pickaxes, crampons, and ropes. Others with children take the easier route, and yet others go bushwhacking with machetes through the thick vegetation, but they're all trying to reach the top. And important to note, very few, if any of us, have the ability to know when to act like Pinchas and zealously defend Hashem's honor the way he did. We need to focus on the aspect of Sheichin L'Shvatav. So as we approach Shiva Aser B'Tammuz in 3 weeks, if we can remind ourselves that all Yidden, for the most part, are just trying to serve the Bayir Olam in their way, and we understand them, help them, care for them in a real, genuine way, not with the mindset that hopefully one day they're going to be like me, dress like me, daven in my shul, and send their kids to my school. No, rather recognize that we all have the same mission in mind, just a different way of accomplishing it. Then perhaps instead of mourning on Tisha B'Av, we're going to be able to celebrate with the Binyan Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi and the Geula Shleima V'Amitas B'Meher V'Yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.